This is Terrio Media. From coast to coast, epic investors are doing the most. It's time for another epic field report.
All right, Kevin, so welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man. What a pleasure.
You bet. You bet. The pleasure's all mine. I noticed in our Facebook follow through Friday inside of our private Facebook group for the Epic Pro Academy members, you'd posted a win. And remind me, Kevin, what market are you in?
I'm in the Port Huron, Michigan area, southeastern Michigan, kind of the thumb there, if you're looking at the old mitten.
Okay.
Right here, Lake Huron, basically, right near Canada.
Got it. All right. So I'll just read it really quickly. You posted a little bit late, but you got a flip sold all in for $123,000. You sold for $173,500. After all said and done, walking away with $40,000, 90 days start to finish. If you had to do it over again, you wouldn't spend too much time and money tied up for too long. I think if I'm reading that correctly, you yep. lease option the house that we picked up for $7,500 for $3,000, $300 a month. 3,000 down, 300 a month, interest only, 30,000 payoff. So is this multiple deals then?
Yeah, that's three different deals, four houses total in about the past 4 months.
That's sweet. Okay. So Kevin, if I remember correctly, and I didn't recognize your name, but I feel like I recognize your face.
I went to the intensive last year in Indianapolis and met you there.
All right. Very good.
Yep.
So I guess... Shoot, tell me about the, you got three of them here. Which one are you most proud of and why?
Well, I'm proud of the flip. Because I had so much to do with it and it turned out great and it was bare bones, nothing in the house. I mean, it was gutted completely, which was kind of a blessing, but so it turned out great. You know, I was happy about that and our trades worked together. Everybody's been busy. So it was nice that everything worked out on time for us that way. We didn't really have a dime into that one. That was seller financing on the house itself. And then we brought in private money to do everything else. So we didn't have a dollar into that one.
Well, those are always fun.
Yeah. And then just kind of, I was actually putting my bandit signs out, kind of driving for dollars. My head was on a swivel and I found that $7,500 house. Lady was moving out. There's trash all over. And I said, hey, is this place for rent? And, she said, no, we're moving out. She's done with this place. I said, well, have her give me a call. And she said, well, would you give me 10 grand for it? I said, would you take 75? She said, I wouldn't give you $5 for it, honey. She's like, I was going to let it go back to the city. So we got her under contract. And that's the one we lease optioned out. Got a call from the bandit signs on that $20,000 one. And then I was approached. These people wanted to downsize. So their house is beautiful and finished 2,200 square feet and we're trading them even up and we're like all in at 25.
That's great. Okay. So let's go through it. How did you find all three? How did you find the first one?
The first one was driving for dollars. Okay. I had seen the house sitting there forever. I was a wing and a prayer, kind of looked him up online, kind of just did some crimson, threw out one phone call. He called me right back and said, if you gave us 57, you know, we'd be good to go. I said, would you hold the note till we're done? And he said, yep. So they just wanted to get out from underneath. They were paying for it for 10 years empty.
Super. Okay. So you found the first one driving for dollars, just went back and did the research and made a phone call. The second one, you were putting up your bandit sign and just saw somebody moving out and reached out to them.
Yep.
Right. And then the third one was how?
Was a bandit sign call. Okay. The girl was in a bad way and had been renting it. They weren't paying her the back water bills, taxes, all that. And so, you know, we just threw out the offer of 20 grand and, you know, she took that and we were good to go. If that one was fixed up, it would probably be worth about 75. I thought about doing that too, but after the first one, I'm kind of done.
Got it.
Physical.
So on the first one, you made like 40 grand or something?
Yeah. Yep.
And then the second one was a lease option. You got $3,000 down. You're getting $300 a month.
Correct.
Sweet. And then the third one, what's the exit strategy for that?
We are actually just trading it. So I put up a privacy fence for them, did a little bit of drywall. We're going to put windows in it for them. And then we have taken Presenter House, which is beautiful. They've already done all the work. And so we're going to actually probably wholetail that one and throw it on the market.
I don't get it though. You're trading. What are you trading for?
Well, a house for house. Yeah. We got a 1100 square foot house that we paid 20 grand for. It needs some love. Three dumpster loads of crap came out of that one. And then this guy called my bandit sign. He said, well, I assume you guys are investors. He said, I kind of have a weird request. But my wife had a heart attack this year. They're in their late 40s, and she just really wants out of that house. They got some bad juju over there or whatever. So I said, how soon would you like to do this? Like yesterday? And he looked at me like square as a heart attack and just said, yesterday. And I said, all right, man, let's do it. So signed the paperwork, and they're happy, man. They're super happy. I got texts just saying they're just ecstatic.
Got it. Okay, so you had another house already that you traded them for.
He was explaining, he said, if it had a smaller fenced-in yard, a longer driveway with a small garage, a basement, and 1,100 square feet, and the house I had, the only house I had, checked all them boxes. So I want to show it to him because it was in such terrible condition. Mm-hmm. And my partner was like, well, they need some help. Give them the address. Let them drive by, see what they think. They were thrilled. They were just absolutely ecstatic. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. So now you have this house of theirs that they previously lived in. What are you going to do with that? Like, where was the money made in this trade?
I think we're going to list it.
Okay.
I think we're going to put it right on the market. We kind of been tussling back and forth with if we're going to go to the investors with it or could just go to the market. And even though it throws our payday off a little further, I kind of think we should just take it to the market.
Sweet. Sweet. All right. So the first one, the fix and flip, biggest lesson learned that you had there.
I just wonder how many of those 7,500 deals I kind of found in the midst of me actually working and pounding nails and doing stuff on the flip, plus management and all that stuff. And I'm a little bit of a control freak on quality. And, you know, I just, being that it was our first one and we had investors' money, I just felt a big responsibility to make sure it got through to the finish line is all.
Sure. So what you're saying is you could have leveraged your activity in the neighborhood to find more of those $7,500 houses.
I would have felt better getting our systems in place, more bandit signs, more letters, you know, whatever the deal is, rather than actually just with tool belt on.
Got it. Got it. That's a great lesson, actually. The best time to get a deal is when you just got one. And when you're in the neighborhood and you're doing the work, I mean, you're exhibiting your competence, you know, you're being responsible and you look like you know what you're doing. It's a fantastic time to leverage that for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
Great. And then the second one that you lease optioned, what was the biggest lesson learned there?
That ended up being kind of friends. We almost got buffaloed into that a little bit. I was ready to give that to an investor, but buddy of mine needed a house, and it kind of got a little convoluted dealing with friends. We kind of decided from here on out, we're not dealing with friends and family as much as possible.
So dealing with friends, that was the second lesson.
Yep.
Very good. And then the third one that you made this trade, this rather unorthodox deal, what was the biggest lesson learned there?
Just don't assume that maybe because you wouldn't do it or it's not like conventional wisdom that somebody's motivation wouldn't lead them in that direction. You know, we're all kind of baffled by the whole thing, really. But they're happy. And what more, I mean, it feels great that we're actually helping, you know, honestly, it's amazing.
It's awesome. Congratulations. Well, Kevin, thanks for sharing. Thanks for taking time out of your day, and I'll just keep doing what you're doing. What are the plans for the future now?
Man, we got the REI solutions, and really, I just want to get in the office and get hammering out some of these deals. You know, I'm pretty comfortable talking to sellers and stuff now. And I got a team built up, local professionals. My two partners are a loan officer and a realtor. And between the three of our connections, it's a smaller town. So yeah, we can get a lot done.
It's awesome. Awesome.
Man, I got thousands of hours logged listening to your stuff, man, and changed my way of thinking for sure.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And a bigger thank you for just taking action on what you've learned.
Amen, brother. Yeah, took a long time. This time last year, I was sitting there wondering if I was going to do it, you know. So it feels good that things are kind of moving in that direction.
Super. Well, let us know if you need any help. And when you get some more clothes, we'll do this all over again if you want.
All right. Sounds great. I'd love it.
All right. Awesome, Kevin. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man. Have a good one. Yo. Bye-bye. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.